Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
A United Nations Food Agency has warned that the continued spread of the bird flu virus is an unprecedented food security risk that requires a coordinated global response. Let's check in with infectious disease specialist and professor at Florida International University, Dr. Eileen Marty. Dr. Marty, do you agree with this announcement from the UN Food Agency?
Good morning, Bob. Absolutely, I agree with it. This is a very serious concern. I mean, it is a potential disaster if it starts spreading from human to human and causes another pandemic. But even without that developing, it is already a horrific social and economic problem because of the devastation that it has caused in livestock. And I'm talking primarily about cows and birds and how that is influencing the cost of eggs and the cost of milk and increasing not just the cost because of shortages, but also increasing the cost because of necessary biosecurity measures to deal with the particular problem.
So they're calling this spread of the bird flu unprecedented. We've never seen anything quite like this, have we?
No, and I think, you know, it's important to recognize that one of the features of H5N1 that we haven't really discussed a lot is the reality that it replicates faster, and therefore, it can cause more devastating disease. So that's part of the complication of what we're dealing with here. And in part for that reason, even though our current medications that do have an effect on this virus when humans become infected are not as effective as they are for seasonal influenza, right? Mm-hmm. Because of this ability to spread so fast.
Well, more news coming on that every day, it seems. I want to get your take on the health impact of those astronauts who returned home after 9 months in space. I was hearing a little bit about this, and I was surprised at how serious some of these health effects are. I mean, it's more than just they're a little dizzy for a couple days, isn't it?
Yeah, well, we're very glad that Suni and Butch made it home. But yes, they're going to have quite a lot of recovery to do because prolonged exposure in microgravity has tremendous effects on the musculoskeletal system. You get atrophy of muscles. And this is, by the way, better than it used to be, but because now they do resistance exercises in space to try and reduce that risk, but nonetheless, they do have reduced muscle use. They do have muscle atrophy. They do have loss of bone density, and it affects the heart as well. There's a change in fluid retention in microgravity that can have effects on how you see, because how you retain fluids affects the ability of the eye to work properly. It affects the way the heart muscles work. They kind of weaken over time, and it has effects on, and by the way, these ocular changes can be permanent for some individuals. There's immunologic effects. So it actually puts a stress on the immune system and changes the way some of the immune responses happen. And so that's all part of it. And all of that, they have to recuperate. And so they have to be handled in a very gentle way so that they can recuperate all these functions as much as possible. Not to mention the radiation in space is another risk to their long-term health.
Yes, we are used to gravity when we're here on Earth. And quickly, Dr. Marty, we haven't had a chance to talk much about it, but we hit the fifth anniversary of COVID hitting us. And are there still a lot of things we don't know about the pandemic 5 years after now?
So that's a wonderful question, Bob. Of course, there's still more to learn about the long, long, you know, decades-long ramifications of what has happened. And I think it's more interesting to talk about the positive that has been able to be, the silver linings in terms of what we've gained in knowledge. What frustrates me is, for example, how the pandemic demonstrated without a shred of a doubt the safety and efficacy of messenger RNA vaccines versus the reality that we're now no longer providing, you know, that there's been a halt in messenger RNA research. So that's very frustrating.
Yeah.
And of course, any vaccine in some individuals can have complications, but the messenger RNA technology by itself is great. I think what people are confusing is the reality that the spike itself of the coronavirus is incredibly hazardous. And the messenger RNA, even though we tame the spike by shifting it a little bit, it's still the spike. And so it can have effects, even not as bad, of course, as the real virus and tons more spike in your body, right? But still can have effects in some people. And you have to distinguish that from the value of messenger RNA vaccines.
The numbers don't lie, but we seem to be debating facts in this country these days. Dr. Eileen Marty, thanks as always. And we'll talk facts again next Wednesday.
Fantastic. Thanks, Bob. Have a great week.
You too.